Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess Ross. With me, as sometimes, is my special guest host, Janie.
Hi. Yay. So glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
So excited. Now I have two erotic books under my belt, so I'm an expert.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy fuck. We got three experts today. Okay. My goodness. Well, before I introduce our experts, thank you so much for being here. You might be listening to us wherever you listen to podcasts. You might be watching us on CH2, or my favorite way, you might be a Dropout subscriber. If you are not already, subscribe to Dropout. It's so cool and fun. There's lots of shit that you get. You get to watch all of the original content that we have. Troopers, Paranoia, new seasons of D20 coming out, a new side quest just came out, Bloodkeep. You can also listen to all the different podcasts, Tales from the Closet, Erotic Book Club. And one of my favorite parts about being a Dropout subscriber is you get to be on our Discord, which is our message channel where you get to talk directly to us. I have some fun things from there. Quencho says the white faux fur chairs make them look like naughty little angels sharing sinful thoughts.
Sinful.
And I thought that was very cool. Pro tip. Oh, I'm just watching Shared by Lumberjacks. Are we just going to brush over the fact that Jess said she was chased by a moose? I was chased by a moose. If you want the whole story, you gotta go to the Discord. I wrote it in there. I don't know how to pronounce this. M. Keehan loves when Reika gets excited and waves her arms back and forth. That is a classic Reika move. Anybody who knows Reika knows this is her signature excited move. It's one of my favorite things about Reika, too. And then I can't pronounce anybody's names, but somebody cat, Q cat. Is in the Discord catching up on all the erotic book clubs and writing big, long synopsises about each one. And it's very cute. I love reading them and hearing their thoughts because they know a lot about erotica. So I learn from them as well. And so if you are on the Discord, you get to be a part of these fun conversations. But we have a different fun conversation for today. We are talking about our book, The Barely, B-E-A-R, all capitalized, Tamed Grizzly, a part of the Bear Clan series. It's number 3 in the series, as I'm sure we all know, by Janica Snow. It was a USA Today best-selling author. She is. I don't know if this particular book was, but hey. That's pretty exciting.
That's exciting.
And to help us really dive into this book, we, of course, needed some experts with us. In the book, the two main characters you find out are virgins who are going to mate together for life. So we had to bring on some virgin experts. Our first virgin expert is Andy.
Hello.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Any virgin facts you'd like to share? Or
a couple of tips to stay virgin. keep your pants on.
Sure.
Never say hi.
Oh,
never
wow.
Say hi. You never know.
I noticed when I said hello to you, you you threw hot coffee in my face.
That's how I always stay a virgin.
And
Alyssa.
Hello, hello. Yes, happy to be here. Happy to be a co-virgin expert with Andy. Mm-hmm. We've never locked eyes once, Andy and I. It's part of the code. It's part of the code, mm-hmm. Yes.
Virgin code.
Oh yes, there's a virgin code. You never lock. Yeah, you never lock eyes.
Never lock pelvises or eyes.
You never lock. That's it. That's it. And we, yeah, we all have those. We all have those tattoos.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And now you're an erotica expert.
And now I'm an erotica expert.
So this will be great.
I know nothing about virgins.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. You're,
wait,
no, you have, no, you're in the group. No, you, no, you come to all
what?
The meetings.
Never say hi. Never say hi.
So if you did not have the wonderful chance to read Barely Tamed Grizzly, the characters to catch you up are Ollie?
Sure.
Is that how you guys are pronouncing it? O-L-I. Okay, wonderful. And India, who I thought was going to be one of our first person of color female protagonists. Turns out she's another beautiful, pale-skinned, blonde-eyed...
delicate-ankled.
Delicate-ankled goddess.
Too big for her face. Yeah. That was a line, yes.
Too big.
There you have it. Our story starts off, we have a little bit of a prologue. We meet Oli, and he's at the beach, and he's just kind of sniffing around for a mate. He's like right at it. He's just like, I had to leave the forest, and I got to come here and find a mate. And then we also, it changes point of view. We get Ollie's point of view and India's in pretty much each chapter. India is a foster child all alone in this world. She has no family, but she has so much goodness in her heart. So she has a medical van that she drives up and down the coast to help homeless people. She gives them like bandages for their boo-boos. Literally a scene book.
She's like, that's all I can do is give band-aids and vitamins. I'm trying to help people.
Sexy as
the woman's crying. The woman with the daughter's like, oh, you saved her life.
Just covered in, little girl covered in band-aids.
Yeah, just kidding.
Eating band-aids.
It's the least that she can do. And then the kind of chapters leading up to when they actually meet just are somewhat repetitive. It's just him saying how much he wants a mate. So he is a bear. We should mention that as well. That's the bear part of all of this. He's a shifter, so he's just sometimes a bear and sometimes he's a dude. And sometimes the bear comes out a bit and his eyes turn yellow. And that's when you know he's really on the prowl.
Sounds like every man.
Right? Craziness.
6 a.m.
It's
6
a.m. Where we are. Well, also on that, I mean, we'll talk about this, but like it was confusing why he wasn't a bear some of the times.
Sure.
Like he would have these qualities, like he really wanted to mark her neck.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he could smell great. Like the sense of smell on this guy. Wow. I turned on by that or what?
Oh, yeah.
Woo!
I know you're being sarcastic, but we talked about this earlier. I have a really bad sense of smell. So hearing somebody get off on smells a lot, I was like, ooh, that sounds kind of fun.
The author described her vagina as like a musk. And like the smell quality through were like not hot.
I'm like, I don't want anyone to be able to smell at all. Never mind. Like a heightened sense of smell. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Smell the mildew.
It's like, whoa. Get in the shower. God, hold on.
And he's not like a werewolf type of bear situation where he's kind of like a bear who then could talk to you a bit. He's just a flat out bear.
Right.
And it never, you know, spoiler, it never gets to the point where she has sex with a bear. But I thought that may be happening.
I thought so too.
I was waiting for
because
it.
Because this bear, he claims, is always going to be almost coming out.
Yeah, and every other line is like, it almost happened. But it didn't turn into a bear.
It's
like
a little bear tease.
He's constantly teasing about being a bear.
Yeah.
And also, is he enormous as a regular man?
He's 6'3".
6'3", okay, so he's like pretty big.
6'3".
I casted him as Jason Momoa.
Me too, immediately.
Immediately.
Who is that? Who is Jason Momoa?
Oh, that would have helped me.
Yeah. Jason Momoa is Aquaman.
Game of Thrones. Yes. Also never seen it.
Oh my goodness.
I'm sure if you saw him, like, yeah, he is an imposing figure on the red carpet. I mean, he's a big old guy.
Red carpet.
You know, when you see those arrivals, he's got a scrunchie on his hand.
See, now my boyfriend's 6'6", so I'm looking at a 6'3", and I'm like, you call that a bear? Bitch, ooh, that's a dog. That's a dog. Move along.
Damn. Do you relate a lot to this character?
No.
You do have an unlicensed medical van where, for some reason...
That was weird. I do have a licensed medical van, and my boyfriend does sniff me and say, she's fertile. And that's when we avoid having sex, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was another part, too. We'll get to that. But it was like, he really liked it when she was fertile, which is not how things should go if you don't want a baby. But
yep.
Hey,
We'll get to that. Okay. We're really spoiling this one. We're excited to get to, well, because the book is a bit of a tease to a lot of the beginning is waiting and wanting.
47% was no sex.
It's a lot of yearning for your mate, and they both feel kind of empty inside and that they're looking for something and they know something's out there. So he's at a diner, and he's never been to this part of the world before. He's always been just in the woods. So the beach is new to him. The diner's new to him. And he gets a little smell from across the street and he sees the medical van, but they don't meet quite just then.
And he fucks it.
Yeah. He goes and fucks the little gas pipe. In
As a bear.
Bears are so scary. If a man turned into a bear while we were having sex, I'd be scared.
Terrified.
And is a bear attractive?
Well, do you ever see them?
They're just like roundish.
They're roundish. They're cute. But like, isn't it weird when you see those videos of like a bear on its hind legs walking around? They really like people. It's really weird.
Yeah. I've never seen a penis on a bear, have I?
Do bears have penises?
Only you would know.
Only I would know.
I don't think I have either.
Like when they're standing up, when you like a horse, you see, you're like, here we are.
Can we do an internet search for
you don't get to see
dicks?
The undercarriage of a
you just don't.
Yeah, of a bear much.
It's not part of the.
Let's go to the zoo and take a look.
Yeah. For Discord, there's also a fan art. So if anyone wants to maybe draw an anatomically correct bear like the standing up,
join us going to the zoo.
Yeah. Let's do a trip.
Most bears you meet, like Pooh, Yogi, they're just.
Round at the bottom.
Round. They're desexualized.
But it's funny because Winnie the Pooh didn't wear pants. He wore a little crop top.
Right. He did. Oh my God. I watched some of that Winnie the Pooh movie that just came out. He is so fucking cute. Yeah. Oh, I was losing my mind.
Yeah. I didn't know a movie came out.
How's Eeyore doing?
He was okay in it. Yeah, he's still like.
I worry for him.
He's just too much.
Good. Yeah.
It's like at a certain point, you have to help yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So I can't be here for Eeyore anymore. Yeah. She goes home. So she's done her med van job for the day. She goes home, has a bottle of wine and some marshmallows, which I was like, get it. Yeah. I love that. But she's feeling lonelier and lonelier. She's flipping through photos of her, I guess, dead family. talks about her big, beautiful blue eyes, her lavender-scented bath, which I love lavender. I was really feeling this chapter.
Yeah.
And then she's naked looking at herself in the mirror, and she feels like a tingle. She's, like, touching herself, as we all do when we kind of have some alone time, really, just get in there. And she touches her neck, and she feels a bit of a jolt. And so that, you discover later, is where the bear is going to. The way that they mate is they... I guess it's kind of like a vampire.
Right. Yeah.
But they also talk about the saliva a lot, too. The bear latches in and then puts his saliva in you.
Oh.
And then you're made it for life.
Yeah. And then, like, the marks stay. And so if someone sees it, they're like, No.
Yeah, it's always like, so if any dude comes by, they know you're mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, do bears do that? I've never seen bears fuck. When bears fuck, do they bite next?
Let's go to the zoo.
Let's go to the zoo.
Trip. Can we post go and then come back? I don't know if they. I would imagine they just insert their penises into the vagina.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how much biting happens.
I guess kind of like a hickey. It was kind of like a hickey. Yeah. So a perma hickey.
It made me think of.
Yeah.
God, I'd be pissed.
The turtlenecks we'd have to incorporate.
I do not look good in turtlenecks.
Oh, and you would have to adapt.
I bet you look great in a turtleneck.
Thank you.
Speaking of, Ollie's back at the diner. Nice segue. He maybe is going to go surfing, but then he senses something bad is happening. So he sees the med van again. So he runs over to the med van, and there she is, so fragile. So they always in the book talk about how fragile and dainty and tiny this woman is. She's a little porcelain doll.
She's like a little chihuahua. She's always like a little chihuahua. Very small.
She's a little tiny. It does make sense why her eyes are so big.
She's bulging eyes.
She's a chihuahua.
What if she's a shifter into a chihuahua?
Yes.
This little chihuahua is having sex with a bear.
I think so.
That makes sense.
So little chihuahua's on the ground and she's just so sad and shivering. And he instantly is like, this is my mate. And he is all about that. It's a little bit less of like he is concerned if she's okay, but he also just immediately wants to hug her and kiss her and say, you're my mate for life.
Yes.
Which would be a lot if I was just attacked in my med van.
Oh my God.
Now, can I say what I loved, though? He just started cleaning.
Yes.
Mm. He did the work.
He did the work.
He didn't ask, how can I help? He just did the work.
I could have had the book go that way, the rest of the book.
Same.
He just cleans the entire van.
Yeah, just does the, sort of like handles the emotional labor without being
asked. You know, babe, let me check the oil too while I'm at it.
And I'm wet.
I'm sliding. Yeah, this tire pressure's really low, babe. Yeah. And you're just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Like him asking, what else do you need?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm edging.
I don't know if I felt quite the same way.
Okay. That shows there's different things for everyone.
Yeah, you liked the smell stuff.
I was more into smells. Yeah. It's something I don't have, so it's a little forbidden for me.
Yeah
this deviated septum of mine won't allow me to have any erotic smells.
But she likes it. I even wrote she's a little freak for it. She is like kind of freaked out by everything that happened. Her van has just been robbed and everything's been like torn up to shit. He's helping her out. She's, of course, classic erotic, licking her lips. I did a lick lips count and also a count of how many times he calls himself a bastard. He refers to his bare inside as a bastard a total of 8 times, I believe.
They also refer to sexual parts as mounds.
Yes.
Mounds.
I'm going to throw up a million times.
He called her boobies once cotton-covered mounds. That was the funniest thing.
So and her butt is mounds.
Yeah.
Everything's mounds.
If there was anything to be mounds, I'd say butt. Front, I don't want mounds. I don't think mounds frontal is...
Cotton-covered mounds sounds like a ride or something at, like, Dolly Land.
Right? Oh, my God. Dolly Land.
Is Dolly Land different from Dollywood?
Yeah, it's the California one.
Okay.
Also, has anyone ever like licked their lips?
No.
Like, it just feels so over the top.
It would look so weird if I was about to kiss someone and went.
Oh God.
I would be horrified.
I definitely think when I was younger and first trying to be sexy,
yes.
I would do it like because it was a learned behavior thing. It's like, oh well, that's what people do. So you do little things like.
Magazines always had tips for like how to look sexy and flirt. And
yes.
I remember one was like brush the back of his arm and without gaining consent first, I was brushing so many backs of arms, just like they're gonna want me. I must have looked insane.
People are like, can I help you?
Don't go near Janie, she just pets you.
This will do it.
Oh, it was biting the bottom of
your
lip.
That was
a little like, oh.
No one ever does that.
No. If I did, maybe it's unknowingly. Maybe I'm so in the throes of passion.
Their passion.
But definitely not to my knowledge have I done this.
Yeah.
So she's licking her lips. She's all about it. They go to the diner, and he's flat out like, this bastard inside of me wants you real bad. You are my mate. So it's right on the table. I thought there was going to be a bit of like...
No discussion. Nothing.
And she's like, I'm a little scared, but I'm feeling it. I think... I get it, and you're my mate, too. And she's getting, wet right at the table from hearing that. Mm-hmm.
The diner around families.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, oh, true.
And I wasn't feeling this at first, but then I was like, she's super into intimacy, and that really gets her off, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah
they really built that up for a lot of people. Of, like, she had a real something missing in her life.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I think that maybe sold it.
Well,
a
there's
little
a
bit.
Couple books now where I've read where there's a foster care system's backstory, and then also... bad people screwing with the female, and then the male is like, oh, I'm going to protect you. Like, those seem like themes in some of these books now.
I think it's always to pit the person to as like, I have nothing, and now you are my everything.
Yes.
And like, instantly, which kind of, I guess, is what I'm always adverse to, because I just want young girls to be like, you got to have your own thing going on. Mm-hmm. Keep the med van going, which she does.
Yes.
So I did like that part
of
it.
She grows the business, which will... We'll
not only
to,
that, she goes on Shark Tank. She's able to get two more med
vans. Yes, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Her Instagram
Barbara's
is so...
Barbara's her shark. I had this direct quote from this scene. So they're pretty much just like getting to know you. And he says to her, they're kind of talking about different things. It makes me wonder what you'll smell like when I'm deep within you, claiming you, marking you. someone you've known less than 24 hours. Mm-hmm. You just licked your teeth.
That's I did lick my teeth. Not lips, but all day, baby, all day.
I want to be marked inside.
That's a tough quote. Yeah, that's a tough quote.
That was intense.
Yeah.
That language was intense. There was a lot of that.
It was very intense the entire time. And some of it was like, woo. I mean, I didn't hate it at all. Just the marking stuff. I don't want saliva in my neck.
Yeah.
No.
They said it gets in your bloodstream, right? That's like the whole thing.
It's I don't know if you should have saliva in your bloodstream.
Right. I don't think that's good.
Yeah. Too much bacteria.
Especially as a medical expert, you should know.
That's the luck. She has the Band-Aids, so it's she can kind of...
She Band-Aid on it right away.
Band-Aid on
it. And that's it. So right. I think,
that's a good point.
Oh, my God. She also... she mentions that her panties get damp, her nipples get hard over like her medical scrubs, which I thought was a funny detail. And they decide, all right, so I guess we're kind of together now. And they go to their separate homes. They're thinking about each other. It's a little bit of a summer nights moment. And then they're like, we're going to go to the movies. So then they go to the movies.
That's such a jarring.
That was the hard part. I'm still seeing a bear. It's hard to not imagine the bear at the movies, the bear surfing.
I agree. And we're in like this world where I kind of felt like they were in the wilderness. Like this van is going to rural places, which is, you know, like she's serving underserved communities with her medical van. He's in the woods. They're like, let's go to the movies. Was like too urban for me.
Yep.
I could feel that. Although, I mean, the thought of taking Jason Momoa to a movie and then you're just like, I thought they were going to do it in the movie theater. And I was really bummed when they didn't.
47% of the book, no sex.
No sex. But when they get to it, I think it does deliver. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
So they're at the movies, but they can't concentrate on the movies. His thighs are described like tree trunks, thick, powerful, unwavering.
She's eating a ton of popcorn, right? There's a part where she's like, I'm eating so much popcorn.
Looks at his crotch. No doubt what he's packing is huge.
Also, it's dark in the movie. She cannot tell how big his crotch was in the movie theater. She would have to get so close and then she's a liar.
You're a liar.
A damn liar.
And they just do a little kiss in the movies. And they're like, no, we can't do this here. So then they go out to his truck. And then they dry up in his truck for a really long time.
Relatable.
Loved this part. Yes. Hell yeah. Because that's how you're first kind of when you have that like intense connection with somebody. And then you're just in a car. I feel like that's where it goes down a lot of the time.
Totally. It was very high school.
I loved it.
Yeah.
He wants to bite her neck. And this is when, our fourth bastard comes. My bastard inside of me. He's very proud of himself for not tearing off of her clothes. I thought this scene was really hot. They're just kind of rubbing up on each other. Oh, she notices the flashes of yellow in his eyes that the bear might come out. And this is when I thought, I was like, is there about to be a bear in this truck?
I know.
That would be crazy. Animal control would have to come down, and she's like naked in the car with a bear.
What a dark ending if that happened. Yeah. I'm about to come, and her. Oh.
Med van with.
What's the Wurzog movie?
What is it?
The Wurzog movie where he, the documentary where the end is the saddest thing in the world.
Grizzly Man?
Grizzly Man.
Oh, he did that? Oh my God. I'm like Grizzly Man.
This is like that.
Damn.
Oh my God. We could talk about Grizzly Man off air. I feel like I shouldn't get into that.
We can talk about Grizzly Man.
That was just a strange relationship for people who haven't seen. This man really loved bears. It was kind of a beautiful thing, but it was a little too close. A little too close.
Yeah. You know? I know not so many, but anyone that I know from like Alaska though has like a different relationship with nature in that way. They are like, oh yeah, there's a moose in my backyard, and like I know them. You know, there's like a respect, but also like a kinship with animals,
right?
Like that. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be chilling out with fucking bears and moose. But.
Yeah, because bears are like, you know, I mean, that's the whole sexy thing about them. I guess is that they're kind of gonna kill you.
Yeah.
A bear will kill you. I'm not lying.
Really?
Yeah.
For sure. We've talked about The Revenant, I feel, so much on this podcast. But if you haven't seen it, you got to see it for that bear scene. My God.
And these chairs, in a way. Are very bear-like. Are very bear-like. Whoa.
I do like feeling like I'm in a giant, warm, like, bear paw.
Yeah.
That is a nice feeling. I guess I can understand.
I never thought of those little bear paws. Yeah. I love that. They're dry humping in the van, and he's like, no. I want to mark your neck. I want to put my saliva in your neck, but we have to wait. I want to do it in a bed, like a gentleman.
Yeah, he says, not in a fucking parking lot. There's like a line that's like that.
Yeah, all of a sudden, this bear wants, he's like, I'm an indoor guy. I got, come on, we got standards. This guy probably lives in a tree. What's his problem? Excuse me.
Bears don't live in trees.
Okay, we're not hibernating. Let's get out of here.
That is true. It would have made more sense to say, I want to make love to you
in my den.
In the den. Yeah, not in the bedroom. Yeah.
I have twigs laid out for you.
I'm on the wrong page. So they go back to the house and they have one of these moments where you're kind of like making out in front of the door and then go through the door and the neighbor's like looking like, oh my. Like, and she's that, like, I don't even neighbor with it.
Yeah.
And then, she felt a fresh goosh of moisture leave her.
Goosh. It says goosh.
Goosh. That was what it's, which I thought was very funny.
Wait, you mean gush?
Oh, I pronounce it as goosh.
Goosh is not a word.
Wait, you goosh? What about your whole life?
That's right.
The snacks, gooshers?
Oh my God.
G-U-S-H, your whole life has been goosh? Wow, what a fun.
She
what a
showed
joy.
It to me, and it's spelled G-U-S-H, the word gush.
Wow.
Goosh.
Again, what a beautiful gushing waterfall. I've never seen something like that.
Goosh is like a taint at that point.
A gushing waterfall.
Oh my God.
Goosh. Oh, goosh is a nickname for a gross dude.
Oh, it's the goosh over
there. Oh, it's
there.
The goosh.
Goosh.
Here comes
here.
The goosh.
Goosh. Goosh is always playing a ping pong ball. What's ball, it called? Beer
ping pong. Bill.
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin.
Oh, I forgot. Yes, we're virgins.
I forgot we're virgins.
Oh, my God.
Never forget.
They make it back to the bed. She blossoms for him like a flower opening under the sun. Take me, claim me, mate. They continue to call each other mate from this point on, which I wasn't into.
Are bears, we also have to keep going to the zoo, are bears very monogamous? It felt like this was like, when I mate for life.
Right. I thought that too, like penguins.
Yeah, but I never heard that about bears.
Yeah,
I feel
me
like
either.
Anytime I see bears, it's like a mom bear on her own.
Having to do it all.
A single mom bear.
Yeah. Then the male bears are running out and finding humans, leaving the female bears to fend for themselves. Isn't that typical?
That's the origin of why. This is why the mama bears are protecting their cubs.
Yeah.
Because the papas are
shifting
and fucking.
Yeah.
Where's your
listen up.
Your daddy's out shifting and fucking.
Little chihuahua smoking.
Oh, he bleeds for her.
Describes, they often describe too the sensation of burning alive as like a sexy thing, but that didn't come across as.
You got to go to the doctor then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you get your stuff checked out.
She is the doctor.
She should know.
So this is when we find out that he's a virgin. He's never been with anyone. We find out she's never been with anyone. He also says he's never gotten hard for anyone else before, which I appreciate the sentiment, I guess, that's supposed to be there, but that's just not true.
That's just not true.
I mean,
when he was a teen shifter, there's no way he wasn't running around with a boner.
Honestly, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you think about. Let's talk about wet dreams, sure.
Sure.
So if you're hibernating, there's got to be one or two in there.
Yeah.
And they're probably very long.
Bears have 100 erections every hibernation. Fact. Try to fight me on it.
And it's pretty remarkable if they were both virgins that this was their first experience. I mean, talk about.
They do a great job.
Stars a great job.
Yeah.
Start
she's
to
like
finish. Wow.
Straight up penetration and she comes immediately.
And it's, yeah, it's like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
My first thing was like, it didn't go in. It was like, this isn't working. It said this can't. Okay.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
It was like, nope.
Or it just hurts. You're like, oh God, no more.
Yeah, exactly.
Why do people like this?
Why do people like this? Yeah. Yeah.
I had a little exchange between them. He says, tell me what you want. Oh, she says, tell me what you want me to do to you. Fuck. She went there, said those words. It might frighten you. it won't. It'll turn me on. I'm going to have my dick so deep inside of you. Fuck you so hard. Every time you sit down, you'll think of only me, mate.
Oh, God.
Now we're not only marking the neck, we are making destroying this woman's life.
Yeah. Yeah. The pussy up.
Every time you sit.
Imagine if you're like... every time for the rest of your life. Because
yeah, that's not a good thinking.
She has
of
to
someone.
Deal with patience, and she's going to be unable to sit.
Yeah. But that did feel like, I know it's meant to be hot and horny, but it does feel like more of something that a virgin would say or something. Like, oh, right. I'm going to pound you so hard, so fast.
I'm going to put my balls inside of you.
Yeah. I'm going to put my balls inside of
my ass is going to even get up in there.
Let's rub butts.
My whole body. My butt's going to be all the way up here.
You're
going to
put
pussy.
My elbow in there.
He shows his cock off a bit.
Like that.
Hey!
Gets on his hind legs and shows his bare dick.
He's so
you
proud.
Like my bear penis?
He does. He's like,
he like my bear penis?
Reveal. And she does. She's like, oh my God, that's so huge. How will it ever fit? I'm going to fuck you, make you scream and cream all over my cock.
Scream and
like,
cream.
Like an 80s like like hair metal lyric. Yeah.
Yes.
Scream and cream. my God. So then, yeah, they, and then finally at the height of this, he claims her, he gives her little saliva hickey, and then they're made it and they're so in love. Mm-hmm. Next day, he's on the phone with his bro talking about, and his bro Asher is like, oh, couples who mate, right? They suck. They're the worst. And he's like, yeah, I don't think that anymore because I made it. And then he gets a little whiff, and he whiffs out the two robbers who robbed his girlfriend India's medical van. Mm-hmm. My pages are all over the place. So he goes over, and he becomes a bear? This part confused me.
Some form of a bear. His bear instincts, at the very least, kicked in.
Yeah.
I think there's a line where he says, like, his bones start to break or something.
Ooh.
I think that's when he turns into a bear, no? Maybe I missed. Maybe
either
I missed
that, or he got very injured.
Or he fell down on the walk over to the robbers. Down. Hey, you go! Oh,
fuck! I'm getting old.
So he goes over, and I thought he was going to kill them. And yeah. They're very much like the wet bandits. They're like, so what are we going to rob now, Tony?
There's an old lady over there we can rob.
It'll be almost as fun as the time we robbed that girl's medical van.
They say exactly. Yeah, they get off on it. It's not about robbing stuff. They just it's not about the money.
They
like
they say they're
shit.
Addicts too, right? They're like drug addicts.
Oh, yeah. No.
So it's like kind of sad.
Yeah.
Sad. They were just looking for like drugs because they were like...
Needing
getting
a fix.
Sick. They
I don't
a
know
fix.
If we needed that.
And this fucking bear dude's gonna go beat the shit out of him.
I didn't even put the book down there.
I'm dry.
Yeah.
I'm dry.
So he goes into bear mode. The scent of their fear was putrid. It pleased me. And I wrote that was metal as fuck.
Scream and cream.
Scent of their fear, putrid. and he's just like, you better, if you ever fuck with that medical van again, I'm going to kill you. And he does fuck them up a bit. He scratches them up because he comes home and he's covered in blood. And she's a little upset, but she also like really gets off on it.
Yeah.
And then they do it again in a pretty similar way as the first time. They hit most of the same beats.
Yeah, pretty similar sex scenes, I'd say.
It was kind of, a bit of bulge. There was always a bulge and then a pickup. We did get an eat-out scene, which I always love.
Yeah.
This was the cotton-covered mounds. Mm. I love that phrase, her cotton-covered mounds.
He's a seven bear.
Oh, my God.
Don't talk like that. Her mounds. We don't talk about mounds around here.
Yeah, so they have sexy sex again. He sucked on my bundle of nerves.
Okay, that's what everyone calls a clit. Like, that is like...
I hate that.
Bundle of nerves is like the least...
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
He sucked on my goof.
Don't suck on my nerves and my goosh.
My nerves and my goosh.
Goosh.
Oh, here come the two boys, nerves and goosh. We're at it again.
My nerves and goosh.
Nerves and goosh. Just play some beer pong.
Nerves and goosh.
Nerves and goosh.
Oh my God. So then, yeah. What else happens? Oh, he ships. What the fuck? My brain just stopped. Oh, they're hanging out with their bear bros later.
Oh, yeah. It was just like a nice dinner party.
Yeah. Then they go to a dinner party with his bear bros. Asher's there. His other bros there. And they're all loving India. She fits in with the bear clan perfectly. They love her med van. They want to hear all about it. Then they're like, okay, we're going to go off into the woods. So, and then this was good because, yeah, this is his natural habitat.
But also, so when they all go into the woods, does that mean they all go to have sex in the woods? Or that's just where they go to sleep at night, the bear?
I didn't even think of that. I assumed they had, like, a beautiful mid-century cabin for some reason.
Does he work in construction?
I don't think he has a job. Oh, yeah. Maybe he does.
He lives off the land, the rabbits.
The rabbits, the fish.
The rabbits, the fish, the berries. For the summer. The sangria.
The sangria.
The sangria.
The sangria.
Yeah, there were a lot of questions I had, like, in this shifting world, like, do you pay taxes? Do you, are you, like... Are human?
They say it's like a normal thing.
Janie, your poor brain. It's like an erotica. It's hot, and you're like, well, are they? So, what's the tax?
Do they have accountants that they go to?
Do they have insurance? What's happening?
Yeah, what is the insurance? Because I was also thinking a lot about that van. Like, honestly, is she private? Like, why is our healthcare system like having people fall through the cracks where she like needs to have this van? I mean, there's a lot of things where I was like, oh, I am very turned on reading this book.
I did like, at first I was like, oh, she's just like, you know, kind of a Snow White Belle, just like so beautiful and nice. But the more she talked about her van, I was like, I feel like she really does like what her job and what she does.
Yeah.
And she does care about helping people. And especially at the end when she gets more vans and keeps doing it and doesn't just like go into the forest with him. I'm like, that's awesome.
Like, so then he's looking for this mate, and it's like a lot of pressure on her, like you were saying, to just be everything to him. Like, she has her own life. She should not be like, I guess it wouldn't work for me to be excited by a mate saying you're my everything and my one. It's like, look, I got a van, okay, I got stuff to do. I can't be that for you.
Totally.
That's not sexy.
I would agree with that.
Yeah. But it was nice that he seemed to, and the brothers, they all seemed to let her business flourish.
Yeah, they
helped grow it.
That's true.
Yeah
I guess, and that's hot.
Yes.
I guess that's hot. It doesn't have to be hot.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They go into the woods and make love again against a tree. And they just feel so whole and complete together.
It also has to hurt.
Oh, my God.
Like a rug burn is one thing, but like a fucking bark burn.
Bark burn. Now you're going to be marked.
Yeah. And there's like ants and stuff that'll crawl on you. Dirt.
Yeah.
And then where are you supposed to like... And then you have to pee afterwards.
Right.
Well, I would almost say that's kind of a nice part. Yeah. That might be a part. I'm with you, Andy. I'm with you. That might be a nice part.
They just piss wherever the hell you want. Yeah.
What's sexier than you two have sex against a tree and then you just squat really close by?
Don't even squat. Just stand and piss.
Just looking right at him. And you have your pants and you try. Every time I've tried to pee outside and I do the thing where you pull the pants. I just always pee on the pants.
Oh, I take mine off.
I have to take mine off. It's going everywhere.
There's no way. Because and then when you think like I'll try to aim here, you aim the exact opposite.
It's
place.
Like something in the back of your brain will always find the pants. And then you just walk back and you're like, well,
the piss finds the pants.
I have pee on my pants.
The piss finds the pants.
Piss always finds the pants.
Men have it so, or people with penises have it so easy because it's really, you could go anywhere. When I was living in New York, I'd constantly see people just peeing on buildings. I'm like, that is the life.
Constantly.
Every time I pee on a building, which is a lot, it always rolls right back onto my feet.
Oh.
I think everything is always angled, and I always happen to piss at an upward angle, so it always just rolls right back down, and then I'm stepping in my own damn piss.
Piss finds the shoe.
Piss finds the shoe. Life finds a way.
It really does. Wow.
So these two are making love on this tree, but in the distance, our almost final chapter in the book, we get a whole new point of view from Asher. Ollie's brother, who is watching them, jealous that he doesn't have a mate.
And also creepy.
Yeah, very creepy.
Not so I'm violently jacking off.
He's the house flipper. He flips houses for a living.
Oh, that's where I got flipper. That. Got it. Okay.
And I don't know if Ollie has a job.
Okay. All right.
But they might all flip houses.
I mean, yeah, if he flips houses, then they must all have jobs, I imagine. They're not all like, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a fun TV show.
I would find flipping a house erotic.
Bear flip. Bear flip.
A bunch of brothers flipping houses.
Literally flipping houses, yeah. Just like lifting. And
physically.
Done. When they're not shifting, they're flipping.
There's their bears and they come in, scare the family out, and just shit, like,
just move things
tear
around.
Everything apart, and then they turn into humans and fix
and
it again.
And then they make, like, a beautiful marble floor. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
Damn. That'd be great.
Bear flippers.
Bear flippers.
He's feeling a little bit too old. He's feeling like Danny Glover in Lethal Weapon. He's too old for this shit.
He says that.
Yeah, he says, he's like, I'm just like Danny Glover.
Too old for this shift.
Yeah. Nice.
Oh, thank you.
Perfect joke.
I do comedy.
Ooh. And he's saying that, you know, being mated is overrated, but in his heart, he knows he's just saying that because he's lonely. And everyone astutely realized that that was probably setting up the next book. I just thought it was a very odd random
and
chapter.
And he was literally like, I'm going to go to the bar, not to find a mate, just to have fun. And yeah. It's like, oh, you're going to find a mate at the bar in the next book. Yeah.
We have the epilogue. India is in a cabin. She's no longer in California. Now she's in Colorado. She's got two more vans. Ollie's out hunting for rabbits. So I guess he is a bear right now. He comes home with a rabbit in his mouth.
Right, something like that.
Is he a bear at the time?
I guess.
It's hard to tell, really.
Also, wouldn't it be easier to hunt rabbits as a person? Because he just set up a bunch of traps and collect the dead rabbits.
It would definitely be easier as a bear, I think.
Because he doesn't have hands, so he's got to just put one in his mouth and take it home and then hunt another one and take it home. As a person, you can put some in his pocket, some in his pocket.
Around the
neck. Yeah.
Yeah, bears don't have pockets.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, he has pants. Oh,
but they never do.
Really cute.
That would be fun.
That would be nice.
They only wear t-shirts.
I saw a picture of a dog wearing overalls the other day, and it was so cute.
Oh, my really goodness. Cute.
It was really cute.
See, we shift our animals into people all the time.
Wow. And I was like, damn, that dog is hot.
Damn, fuck that dog in those overalls.
What's under those overalls?
We were in a movie theater,
and then I had
a... that corgi is packing.
This is the first time she refers to Ollie as not having a classically handsome face. And I was like, yes, Jason Momoa does, you idiot. And then he sniffs her up and can tell that she's fertile.
Yes.
So usually these books end with a pregnancy, but this one ends with a pre-pregnancy.
Yes.
And he likes that. He's ready to have a baby. And when you've made it, you want to have a baby right away.
Yes.
And she's like, into it. She's ready to do it.
Also, one thing I forgot. He says the word pre-cum maybe 88 times.
Oh my God, so
he does mention his pre-cum a lot.
Saying, I think I pre-cummed again. Pre-cummed, oh. Knock, knock, who's there? Pre-cum. Constantly saying pre-cum.
He was very in tune with the moisture level around his penis, for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Would hear a lot about that.
I felt like the book was very good at describing his internal senses, like his pre-cum, the way that his body like felt. And then a lot of times hers was like more about him.
Yeah.
And less about what was going on in her body.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I heard a bit of both. But yeah. Is pre-cum a very big thing for
Depends
people
on
with
the guy.
I feel like I've never been like, oh, I'm pre-cumming. Never once felt it, noticed it. So I don't think so.
And it's also
even though I'm
not...
just like making out with someone, I'm not like,
here we go.
Here comes the pre.
Like of all the things that happen in the sexual like lead up and that anticipation, I personally don't think that I've heard that is like a big sexual factor. Like that's
I agree.
Sexy.
Even in my life, I agree. No guy's ever used pre-cum as sort of like
right.
a.
It's like a biological.
Come on. I'm already pre-cum.
I'm already preed.
Come on.
Let's finish the deed. I've preed.
Okay.
Oh my God. Anything else about the sex scenes? Any other thoughts that people
one
have?
One line, I'd make her need my dick like she needed to breathe. Oh, I didn't like that. That one bothered me.
Yeah, that's a lot.
I'm suffocating. Yeah. Give me the dick.
Oh, thank God.
She's joking.
Give her a dick, anyone!
She's choking.
In a restaurant? Oh, no.
Oh, she's choking. Thank God. Okay, she's choking.
I know the Heimlich. Stand out of the way. Heimlich.
It won't do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I pointed out all the crazy stuff, but I genuinely thought the sex scenes were very hot.
Once
we finally got to them,
Did you goosh?
Are you asking if I pre-came?
Oh, is Goosh pre-cum? That's actually fun.
Goosh is a female pre-cum. Is a female version of a pre-cum.
When you do the thing that... Yeah.
Is this a Scrubs reference? Is this the song Scrubs?
No, it's to a diva is a female version of a hustler. Oh,
that's what it is. Thank you. Yeah. In my head somewhere.
Yeah.
That Mad Lib.
Scrubs.
Scrubs.
When I'm singing Scrubs, you'll know. Yeah, I just thought that they were both really sexy, and I liked how much they were into each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really felt funny to me that it was such a story.
That's right, because this is both of your first eroticas?
Yes.
Yes.
I've read clips, and so when you read clips, you usually just get to the heart of it very quickly. So the idea that this was a whole, like, almost like an episode of a TV show, you really got the whole, you know, it's like, there's like at the end, it really felt like an episode of Full House at the end, when they were all eating at the dinner table, and she was like, and everyone was listening to me, and I really thought, wow, I have a family. I was like, oh, this is so nice.
That's so true. And then in the next episode, they swap places or something for the day, you know, like
totally.
You never know what kind of wacky situations are.
We follow next. Uncle Joey going to the bar, hitting on women.
Yeah, Uncle.
Andy, yeah, how was your first erotica?
It was fun. I've never read it before. I'm also a virgin, so I read it with one eye like this. I only read certain parts of the page. Every time there was something dirty, I prayed. But it was fun. I would say I don't think I would ever read erotica again because I just watch porn.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I think it's like just for time's sake. If I'm just, you know.
He's got a lot to do.
I got things to do. I can't be preying all night.
Right.
So just, you know.
Erotica was like a fun thing I discovered when I had, like, back in like college days. You know, when you don't have as much privacy to watch.
Sure, sure. Oh yeah. You know. That makes sense.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's weird. I've mentioned this before, but like reading it at work, we had a graphic novel once, and that was a little harder to read.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun reading it at work when it's just the book.
Right,
and it's like
somebody
walks by and they don't know that you're reading this thing. But when it's like a gaping asshole. It's like, oh, hey.
It's for work. Watching porn for work.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about reading versus watching porn?
I actually enjoy it because the read feels like it's different. It's very different.
I like the read because I think I can take it however I want it, and it can become my own, and I can become the person in the story more so than in porn. In porn, it's more like I'm watching other people. So I like reading.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, won't make a blanket statement about an industry, but there's a lot in porn that's like troubling sometimes.
Totally.
So
this is the thing, it's like, I don't know the age. I don't know if everybody's safe right now. So it takes me out of it a lot when I watch porn because I'm like, is everybody okay?
Yeah.
I'm like,
there's a bunch of different, you know, it's a huge thing to say. Yeah.
I usually prefer X2 because it's like, well, they posted it. Hopefully everyone was consenting. And it's like a cute couple who just like gets off doing that.
Yeah. And there's like feminist porn and there's all these different types of, you know, you can find what works for you. But yeah, the erotica feels like, okay, well, like you just kind of get into someone's fantasy and then you're just kind of dipping in and out. Yeah. Like, feels very light to me, which I enjoy.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And it's hard to find bear porn. I've tried.
I've tried. Believe me.
I've tried.
All right. Well, let's rate this bad boy. One being a drought and five being slide off of your fuzzy bear claw chair. And anyone can start.
I'd start with drought to mild goosh because
whoa,
I really didn't enjoy the 47%. Every time I advanced on my reading device and it showed me the percent progress I'd made, I felt resentful of how far we had gone before the mounds were revealed. I needed those mounds, baby. And I felt like the book just, I needed the sex to start faster because I'm a straight up perv. So.
Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
You know, I'm going to go with mild goosh to goosh because, yes, it took a while, but once it got there, it paid off. If it had taken that long and then I got there and I was like, all that for this, I would have been with you. But I think that they made it, I forgot about the wait once I got to it. I was like, okay, I'm not thinking about how long it took us to get here. We're in the movie theater. We're in the car. We're in the bedroom. Giddy up.
Giddy up.
Yeah. As soon as we got to that movie theater, I was like, I am so in. Yeah. I love that they might do it in this movie theater. Yes. And then it traveled the whole day. Horniness that takes you from one location to the next. And you get to the house and you're still horny.
Yes.
And that whole sequence I really loved. I'm going to give this one a 4. Yeah. A gooshtastic. I took care of business when I read this book. I don't know if that's too personal, but I did. I thought it was a great one.
Gooshtastic.
Andy?
It's 1 to 5.
Or it could be any number.
I'd say it's like a 2.
Wow.
A pre-goo. it was like too much buildup. And then when it happens, it's like, can't we do like a flashback every once in a while? Like, you know what I mean? I was looking for my mate, and I was fucking. And then I was at the beach, and then I was fucking. Something to keep us, you know.
Yeah.
It's too linear. I needed some flashbacks.
Maybe a bit of time travel.
So that really would have done it for you. Yeah.
Flashbacks is the only way I can get off.
Give me one flashback, you get a 5.
Yeah. Wow.
Flashback to one him flashback. Just getting like salmon from a stream.
Yes.
I feel like bears would get off on violence, don't you think?
Yeah. Oh,
like
God.
They would get boners from like killing something.
Yeah, I don't find bears sexy.
Yeah, that's true. I don't.
I don't think bears.
I'm glad he didn't become a bear. No. That wouldn't have done it for me.
They're not on the fence.
They look doofy. Like when they stand and walk, they look doofy.
That's what I mean.
They don't walk like this.
You're thinking of a circus bear. We're talking about like Yosemite National Park, bear who knows his stuff.
Yeah, Andy.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
We're talking about a cultured bear.
What kind of hot-ass bear you guys were talking about.
Yeah, he's got glasses.
They're just
he's they break smart. Every day because of his dumb hands.
To me, they're either cute or terrifying and nothing in the middle.
I could see that. Yeah. But I think I saw this picture of a gorilla once. That hot gorilla. Do you guys remember this going around?
Yeah, the hot gorilla.
It was a really hot gorilla. I forget his name, but I thought I forget his name.
Wait, the ripped one? The one that's the freaky ripped one?
No, are you thinking about the kangaroo? The ripped kangaroo?
I think about the freak kangaroo.
Jacked kangaroo.
That's disgusting.
My God. Yeah. I'm thinking about a gorilla. I forget his name. But
there's
a
photo
where
there
was a viral sensation where it was like this hot gorilla.
Because it was the photo. He looked really hot in the photo. Like his expression was like a model.
Like he could be in Ocean's 11.
Yeah, he could be on.
No way.
They're really expanding the cast every year. Like you see the poster, and then it's like George Clooney, Matt Damon, the hot gorilla.
I wish I could remember his name. Paul, are you looking it up? Hot gorilla,
Shivani?
That's him.
Wow,
he's always brooding. He's a very sexy girl.
I don't find him attractive at all.
I mean, I guess.
Nah.
No, it's.
Is it? Can't wait to get a bod pic.
Yeah, I want the body. Yeah, he looks a little overweight. He's washed up. He looks
old. Gorilla, I might be attractive.
Yeah, I want the ripped. I'm thinking of the ripped kangaroo. That guy's.
Yeah, the ripped kangaroo is like.
I don't think I'd find a kangaroo attractive. Yeah.
But look at you with this gorilla.
Are you guys talking about Kangaroo Jack?
Kangaroo Jack. Yeah, that wily little dude.
Thank you all so much for listening. If you're still listening out there, if you have any sexy animal pictures, please share them. If you would like to share some fan art of some sexy
animals. Yeah, I got a folder.
You guys got Dropbox.
If you are reading along with us, our assignment for next week, we had a special request for some more step family book. So we have Cream for Stepfather by
Scream and Cream.
Scream and Cream.
Oh, Daddy.
Cream for Stepfather by Celia Stiles. You can get that on Amazon. It costs like $4, so it is a bit, it's a little pricier, but hopefully it'll be worth the $4. The best latte you've had all.
Now that's some cream.
Now that's some cream for stepfather. Thank you so much for listening. Have a sexy week, everybody. We love you.
We love you.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.